would this work?
Well, basically, we need a destination for our food waste. And if we're doing the normal things with our food waste, it's going to landfills, sometimes to an incinerator. It is not being recycled. We can use composting systems to recycle food waste, but they only can handle a really small and medium volumes of food waste for the most part. We need biogas systems to handle the large volumes of food waste, and that especially means around cities or where you have a high concentration of animals and therefore food processing waste as well.
Okay, so let's take all of that, and then how do we process it, get it from the driveway to a facility and then back into use as energy?
Well, the good news is that most of the folks that are picking up our garbage today anyway, they can be the same people that pick up your food waste. You just need to separate your food waste from everything else so that your traditional recyclables, your glass, metal, paper, and plastics can go to those recycling facilities, and your food waste can go to a different destination, either a composting or hopefully, in our case, a biogas system. Then it goes there, and the biogas system is like a big tank, and you put the food waste in there, and all the bugs that are normally in your food waste, you know, like if you leave meat out on your counter, you know how it turns that color? Those are the natural microbes that are already in our food. We create a nice warm environment where they reproduce, and those microbes naturally eat up the organic material, and they actually burp out methane, which is renewable natural gas.
Here in the Bay Area, a lot of communities already have composting programs, at least I do in mine, but we're allowed to put other things in there besides food. You can put like pizza boxes, any kind of paper that's been soiled
or
by
yard,
food.
Yard waste. Well,
yard waste, yeah. Would that be allowed, or do you need specifically food waste?
It depends on the biogas system. There are different kinds. There are kinds that take yard waste and soiled cardboard boxes and things like that. And then there's some that prefer just the plain food waste. So we have all different kinds.
So let's do the numbers. How does this pencil out in terms of cost, environmental sustainability versus the way we're doing things now?
Well, here's the really cool thing about the greenhouse gas emissions when you are recycling your food waste. If you don't recycle your food waste, it's producing methane emissions. And methane emissions are somewhere between 20 to 100 times more harmful to our climate than carbon dioxide. And so you really want to keep that methane from going into the atmosphere. You want to recycle it. You want to capture those gases. Also, when you do capture that methane, it's renewable natural gas. You can use it the same way as you can natural gas. So you get a double benefit. You're eliminating methane from going into the atmosphere, and you're usually displacing transportation fuels that are fossil-based. And when you do that, the biogas systems can actually be carbon negative, some of the best things that we can do related to our climate. And because you're producing energy products, you get to sell those energy products. And so that's where you're able to make the money. You're getting money for taking people's gross food waste, and then you're making money because you're turning it into something that's more valuable, so the energy and actually soil products as well.